Welcome to On The Real. I'm Tara Kirby, alignment business coach, educator, creator of the Dream Method, and founder of Dreammaker Society and the Dream Coach Academy. I'm a wife, generator, mom, cancer sign, soda-loving, recovering people pleaser, and I am your ultimate hype girl. I am here to guide you to your dream life and business. Get ready as we get real and pull back the business curtain to share tools, experiences, and the nitty-gritty, not so pretty, of building the life and business of your dreams. Let's get real, shall we? Welcome back to On The Real. I am Tara Kirby, your host, and I am so excited to be here today with a beautiful guest who has a very, very special place in my heart. Yara, hi. I'm so happy you're here.
Hi, Tara. I am so honored to be here.
Oh my goodness. Of course. So Yara and I actually met in a mastermind that we started together a year ago. And if you guys have heard any of my healing story when it comes to like integrating breath work into my life and like the deep somatic work, Yara and I were able to experience some deep work together at a retreat. And I know that you have been on a full journey of self-healing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I'm so excited to share you with our listeners today, because you've got some magic inside of you, some magic that I think the On The Real community really needs to be able to tap into. But I'm gonna just quiet myself so that you can speak up and tell us who you are, what you're about. And then, yeah, we're just gonna get into the nitty-gritties today.
Thank you, Tara. I appreciate you. I love being here. My name is Yara De La Torre, and I am a hairstylist, like most of us probably listening. I have been in the industry since the age of 16, and I just turned 32. So that makes it 16 years in, literally half of my life behind a chair. I am also a salon owner, and I am a business and energetics coach, not just for hairstylists, but for entrepreneurs. Yeah. And I have a very colorful story and background and history. Yeah. Like many of us, you know, I've gone through some big transformations in my personal life and in my business. And one of the most notorious things was back in 2019 when I had an injury. I had a spinal cord injury, and that caused paralysis from the waist down. So that is one of the ways in which people may know me, people that may be listening. I've been in the industry, and in 2019, I made it a really big point that I didn't want to quit doing hair. I wanted to continue on doing what I loved. Like I said, I'm a salon owner, and at the time, my salon was less than a year old. So I was just getting started, and I was like, nothing's going to bring me down. I've got to keep going. I've got to do the thing. And that was in 2019. And then life has just been such a journey since, I think, for all of us, but I am so excited to share with you guys, you know, what I have been through, because I think I know that through the overcoming of that big life challenge and sustaining my business through that and through the pandemic and becoming who I am through all the last few years that have been so transformational for all of us, taking on this new role as a coach now and sharing some of the deepest and most private parts of myself that really are a huge part of what got me here. But I was always very like closeted in a way about sharing more about those things. So I'm finally free and so excited to be here and be able to share with you. I know we had a really good connection when we spoke, so I'm excited to see if you have any questions. I am honestly an open book, and I want to help our listeners in the best way that we can. So I know you beat
us on that. Yes. Absolutely. And that is why I specifically wanted you on the podcast. So we are in the reboot of the podcast, and I actually started my podcast back in 2019. And I have gone through, I think 2019 was a really pivotal moment or a pivotal year for a lot of us. I know a lot of the women in the industry of coaching, we all started to kind of step into our power in new ways and be put into situations that were going to stretch us, to grow, to wake us up. And then of course, 2020 hits and the pandemic rolls in and it's like, hey, if you didn't wake up before, we're going to wake you up now. Right. And I feel like even now in 2023, stepping into the age of Aquarius, there's even more of us who are stepping into this power, seeing ourselves more clearly, and being able to kind of recount what you experienced, because what you went through was a major trauma. And of course, not all of us are going to go through major trauma to step into our power. But I think there are a lot of common threads in your story of unbecoming and then rebecoming and standing in your power that I think are going to be really, really powerful for those listening to this episode today. So for those of you who don't know, Yara shared that she is an energetics coach. And when you and I started talking, you like lit up completely when you started talking about, because you're into astrology and numerology and all of the different tools that are included in that. And so with your journey of becoming who you are today, were you experiencing or going through any of those modalities or familiar with any of those modalities before your accident?
Ooh, so this is such a fun and interesting part that we're like diving into. So I've always had this like attraction to astrology, and it's really funny because I grew up in a very strict, very religious background. I grew up in Costa Rica. I was born and raised there until the age of 14. And I just had like traditional Hispanic parents. My mom was like church every Sunday. But there was like one thing that she did let me dabble into, and I know it's because she's a Leo. My mother's a Leo. So she was very proud of being a Leo. And she was like, out of all the quote unquote evil things, like astrology is the one thing that it's okay, I guess. I always was, you know, interested in horoscopes. I was always interested in space, actually, like since I was a little kid. And I've all honestly always have gravitated towards this, always felt like I had a little bit of a calling towards it. And I enjoyed it in my own personal life. You know, I enjoyed looking into it, getting readings, looking into my natal chart, more so as these changes started to appear, you know. And one of the things that I have learned now is that the universe, source, power, God, you know, things come to you exactly in the time that you need them. And exactly for the reason that you need them, and not one second before. And when we learn to listen to our inner voice, our inner guidance, and we decide to start taking action, even if there's no evidence, no physical evidence that something may work out, things actually start working towards your favor. So I was really called, was probably going to say like 2020, to, it all started with like, I want to like know what all this crystal stuff is, right? Like everyone doing the crystals. And like, I didn't know much about that. Simultaneously during that time, I had been in a relationship that I had been in for a few years since 2017. And that relationship was like really rocky. It was a really, actually a very horrible, terrible dynamic, toxic, abusive relationship. And during that time, I started digging a little bit more into myself. I had done what I felt was everything that I could with this person, and nothing was moving forward. So I finally started to start looking into myself. And that looked like a lot of different things. It looked like getting help from a psychologist, looking into what codependency was and getting professional help with that. And simultaneously, a bigger interest in the astros and the cosmos and energy work. And it kind of went hand in hand. And as I listened to that calling of looking into it more, of searching about crystals and reaching out to people that I knew about crystals, my good friend, Kristen Sossman, she's my Reiki instructor and she lives all the way in California. She's also part of the beauty industry, almost retired from behind a chair. And I knew that she knew a little bit about something. So I reached out and I said, hey, could you help? And that was such a pivoting point in my life. It was a time in which I felt very lost, very confused, very alone. I had a really big, I call it a tower moment. So tower is a tarot card in the tarot deck, and it's number 16. And it is the card that signifies complete destruction of every foundation in your life, and everything feels like it's in shambles, right? And I think that most of us are either going through that or have recently experienced something quite like that.
Yeah.
So that card is very dear and close to my heart. It's actually, I've named my own coaching program with some meaning behind the tower card. So I had this big tower moment in which I felt so alone. It seemed like every friend that I had, like, wasn't available. It wasn't like they turned their back on me, but they weren't for some reason available to me. And I remember I was working with a coach, like a business coach, because I simultaneously was also trying to grow my business, also trying to show up online, also trying to be a mother, yeah, like so many of us, right? Mm-hmm. We wear so many hats. So as this is happening, I had no one. I remember reaching out to my coach, Dawn, and being like, I know that this is not about spreadsheets or goals or money, but I'm freaking the hell out. Like,
yeah.
I needed someone, and there was no one there. And instead of just swallowing up in my pain, which I did, you know, because you got to feel it to heal it, I did sit with my pain. And that was actually one of the most courageous and meaningful things that I had to do. But I decided to start looking within. I decided to start doing things differently. I decided to start following that calling and that mystical sort of way that I was so attracted to. It was for a reason. And it led me to breath work. It led me to meditation. It led me to journaling. It led me to, it became not so much mystical, but so much more part of the whole, part of it's actually the missing piece that I needed in order to finally bring all of those other hats that I was wearing, like motherhood and how difficult that was, the salon and how difficult that was, becoming an educator and how difficult that was, the failing relationship that in which I was quite literally being abused in every single way that you can imagine possible, and put an end to all that as I was in a wheelchair, right? Which was terrifying. Like, I had never lived in myself in a wheelchair. I have a 9-year-old, I think she was 8 at the time. And I was like, I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to take this leap of faith into the unknown. And that was the turning point for me.
It's so, I love you bringing up this idea of your tower moment. I think that's so, so many of us can relate to that. Like, you sharing what that is, I'm like, I know exactly what my tower moment was. And it was when I started building this business that I am now in, where I felt completely alone. I was unrecognizable to myself. I would like be yelling at my kids and I'm like, who is this person? Like, I'm not this angry mom. And I didn't want to identify as that human. My relationship with my husband, which was very new still, I was like, I can't do this anymore. And that's when I tore everything down. I found meditation. I started understanding the law of attraction. It's funny because I actually went to aesthetic school in 2008 and they made us watch The Secret in aesthetic school. I'm like, TF is this old ass man in this movie. But like, that was my learning about the law of attraction in the first part. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But fast forward almost 11 years later, actually, I think it was the end of 2018. So 10 years later, I'm like, oh, I was ready for it. And going back to what you said, it's like the universe, God's source, it's going to put things in your path at the right time. And I wasn't ready for the tools before. And it wasn't until I was at this tower moment for myself that I was like, I got to change something, right? And I think we all have that moment, whether it is in motherhood, whether it is in business, whether it is in our own personal, in our relationships, whatever tower moment we have, and it can be a culmination of all of them. When we get to the point where discomfort is moving us to make a change. There is so much power in the decision you make in those moments to either continue to sit in that discomfort, continue to sit in that loneliness, continue to sit in the fog that I feel many of us have in those moments, or you can choose to take one step out into the dark, because it truly is dark once you make that decision, because you don't know what's going to happen, but you know you can't stay where you are. Right. And so taking that step into the dark, exploring those things that are evil or bad or whatever our conditioning has made us believe it is, and finding your whole self on the other side of that darkness. And I feel like this is something that we continue to grow, to go through as humans. And I often find in the work that I do with life coaching and with healing and energetics and all of the many tools that I use is so often people come to me, and I don't know if you experience this as well in your work, but people come to me for the one thing that's going to solve their problem. What's the one thing that you can give me right now that's going to solve my problem? But the reality is what we do is we equip you with tools to be able to solve your own problem. And knowing the work that you do, you're going to turn them into themselves, right? You're going to allow those that you serve to connect to that inner voice. And if you're listening to this and you're looking for a solution to a problem that you have right now, I'm going to invite you to quiet your mind, to take a few breaths, and just try and find that inner voice inside, because we all have it. We're literally put on this earth with that inner compass, that inner knowing, and that's going to feel different for everybody. That's going to sound different for every single person. You're going to identify with that very, very differently. And some of that's based on your conditioning. And I also think that each and every one of us are given this voice to be able to hear it when we need to hear it the most and in the way that only we can hear it. Have you experienced that as well?
Absolutely. I love that you brought up conditioning twice, right? Mm-hmm. Because it really is that. It is, and going back to the tower moment, it is unpacking and allowing that destruction of the conditioning to happen.
Yeah.
To then go ahead and take that first step into the darkness, into the unknown, which that first step into the darkness and the unknown is really a first step of going inward and going, what is it that I stand for? What are my values? Not what we were given by society or our parents or whoever it was, which many times, you know, they had the best of intentions, but they had been conditioned themselves.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. That's where all of our generational trauma is coming from, right? It's just passed down the line. And that comes, I think, from conditioning. And there's also some DNA and there's energetics that go there as well. But yeah, until you're allowing yourself to reconstruct your own reality, you're going to get to a point where you look in the mirror and you're like, I don't know who I am. Do I believe everything that's been given to me? And that's those moments where you get to decide, okay, where am I going to go next? Mm-hmm. In the work that you do now, I'm like, you do a lot of work, right? You're still behind the chair as well, right?
I am behind the chair 2 days a week and managing the salon.
Oh, yes. And supporting your clients through energetics and also being a mom. So I love the idea, and this is why I teach it, alignment. What have you found to be some practices that have supported you in trusting yourself more, in being able to take that step? Because some of you who are listening to this, you might be like, okay, cool. I can take a step into the dark. Like, where do I even start?
Where do I begin? Absolutely.
Where do we begin?
That's a great question. I believe that getting really honest with yourself about what it is that you like and don't like. And going back to conditioning, we have been given the rules of what we should be doing as well. So I believe that finding our own alignment is quieting our mind and really getting serious about what it is that we want for ourselves and how we want to feel when we do it. Right. So in the wave of 2020, when everybody took to the internet to become an educator, one of the best things that I heard from one of my coaches was like, 80% of these people are going to fall off, right? Because everyone's doing it for like an ulterior motive almost, or like, yeah, I am actually guilty of that myself. I can now look back and see that it was all part of the journey so that I could find my way into where I am now. Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing to remember. There's no such thing as a failed endeavor. There's no such thing as like, oh, I failed at doing that. No, you learned something from it. And it's something that you're going to need later in the future. Just like when you watch that Secret, you know, I think the Secret mm-hmm. was like implanted to all of us like 15 years ago, just so that we could all like come to this very space and go, wait a second, that made sense. So I think it's getting really clear about what you like and don't like, trying out different things, experimenting. How willing mm-hmm. are you to experiment? And then get really, really honest with yourself about what it is that you want to do or don't do. Like mm-hmm. for a while, I knew that I wanted to become an online educator. And I thought I have to do it the same way that everybody else did. And mm-hmm. I went ahead and I like did like the traditional, like how to build a course, you know, and then I was like, what am I really good at? I'm really good at balayage. I am still involved with Sunlight's Balayage, which I absolutely love and adore. They're my family, but we also have a mutual understanding that I'm no longer teaching balayage. And they said, that's, you know what, that's actually recent. It was so beautiful that I was able to come as myself. And I told them, I want to still be a part of this because I love you guys, but I also don't want it to be unfair in a way that you're expecting me to teach for your mm-hmm. brand. And they were like, no, Yara, we want you. Like, mm-hmm. we just love you, which was such a moment. But anywho, going back to the online course, I created it. I released it. I launched it. It was successful, Tara. Not only successful, I tripled my goal. It was so good. And people were like, we want more of it. And I, during that time, I was also, my entire life was also falling apart. And I had to get really serious with myself, push my ego aside, my ego, right? Mm-hmm. The voice that is also in our heads, but that's the conditioning that's telling me, well, you're making money. Well, you're getting the likes. Well, you're getting reposted by Beauty Launchpad. Like, well, you must be doing all the right things. But it wasn't what made me happy. I mm-hmm. hated it. I was frustrated. I was stuck. I hated it. Like, I didn't hate it. I love the connections that I made with the people that I made. And I know that those were important too. But I had to get really real with myself and be like, there are thousands of amazing balayage educators out there. And I am going to just let them do that. And I also, in that moment, realized my own, this was a ego death, letting go of that. And immediately after that ego death, spirit chimed in, big download, calling, boom. Not only are you saying no to this because it's no longer aligned with you and it is better for other people to have those opportunities, but also I am here to remind you that the reason why is because you are meant for something greater. Something bigger, something so much bigger that you need to just put this down. That is life.
I'm like, the tears are coming through. The tingles are like all through my body because I see you in this. I see myself in this. I see so many of the women that were able to serve in this, holding on to that shiny thing that we think is success, that we think is going to bring us what we want. I had a conversation with a guest recently where we were talking about, and she's very much in the world that we're in. She works with neuro-linguistic programming. And so she focuses on the subconscious mind. And she's like, in my mind, I knew that I had the tools, but I wasn't using them. But I've convinced myself that since I had the tools, I was, and I was convincing myself that I was in alignment. But there is no way to convince yourself into alignment. There is no strategy that you can implement that is going to put you in alignment, because everyone's alignment is going to look different. It's going to feel different. It's going to be different. And I think being able to come back to that essence, that connection with that higher self, and truly dropping the ego. Oh, it's so hard, right? This is what people expect from me. This is what I'm good at. This is what people are paying me for, right? All of those stories that are truly stroking our ego. And then you have to decide, it's another, like you said, it's that ego death where you have to allow that to essentially crumble so you can step into the dark again. But I think it's so beautiful that you shared this experience and you said, as you set that down, spirit came in and was like, I got you. We've got this. And I think so often we get those messages. Was there ever a time that you were like, okay, I'm setting this down. I'm no longer doing it. You get this message, this beautiful message that you're meant for more. Were you ever tempted to backslide into those old relationships, into those old opportunities, into the old ways that you were living before?
You know, I did that so many times before in smaller ways, like discounting clients, like going back to my shitty ex, like allowing people to step over me. That when I made the decision to really put this big piece down, that was like being a color educator, changing my Instagram name, right? Mm-hmm. I was Yara Does Hair, and I had like Modern Salon articles written with that on it. And I was like, well, it's fine. I'm going to let it go. When that came, I really was ready to put it down. Like when I really left my abusive ex, I really was ready. I mean, that's not to say that after that happened, after I put everything down and then that message came through from spirit saying, you're going to be okay. That was all literally like driving with my eyes closed. Woo! Like from there on out. And there was a lot of frustration in the fact that I'm a Virgo moon and I like to work. I like to do, like, my hobby is my work. So I was like, well, what am I working on? Like, well, what am I doing? Like, what is that? So there was a long period of time where I was like, what the hell am I fucking doing? Like, I have all this time off. I'm not working. I'm not posting on social media. I'm not doing it. I have no idea who I want, like who I want to be. There was a lot of frustration and a lot of like, what is this? What is even happening? I mean, I have an incredible coach that you coach with too. And I can't tell you, I think every quarter I would go to her and I'm like, I think I want to quit.
Me every month. I'm like, ooh, my cycle's about to start. We burning it to the ground again.
You're like, all in ashes, Phoenix rises. But yeah, so there was a lot of that shimmy and a lot of that, like wanting to just scream out and be mad and just be like, what is it that I'm doing? Why can't I figure out my thing? But you know, I kept on trusting and I kept on believing. I kept on listening to the signs that universe would send me. And when I tell you that the answers to your alignment will come to you in the most unexpected ways that you could never imagine. Mm-hmm. And it is going to be so clear and it is going to require no effort from you. Now, I'm not saying just sit back and like relax. You have to take inspired action. Absolutely. If, like, for example, right now, I'll tell you what inspired action is. I want to open up a bigger space, a big salon, a big spa that is this huge space. I see it in my mind's eye. I want my best friend of like 15 years to work alongside me. I told him, what is it going to take for us to work together and make this happen? He said, well, I need to be a Redken salon. And I said, okay. And I want to buy a piece of real estate and I want my friend to come along with me. And now I'm at the salon and I'm at Joica Salon right now. And I had the bright idea that I should contact a rep for Redken and start. Like, I'm like, why do I have to wait until I get the thing? No, let me prepare. Let me send out a sign to the universe, letting the universe know I am ready for my blessing and then completely let go of the expectations. So that's what I had to do over and over again. Take a line action, relax, and know and trust that it was all going to come to me, because it all does.
Yeah, it always does. I think it's always that piece of the surrender, where a lot of us who have been conditioned in the hustle culture are like, but what am I supposed to do in the meantime, right? And that's when, I mean, I feel like this. I feel like I'm a recovering people pleaser. I am a recovering workaholic. Like, I truly love my work. And in the fall of 2022, I was being called to slow down. And I'm like, but we're just gaining some momentum, but like very, very clearly. So I have three babies, two of which are mostly home. They're little, they're like 4 and 2. And I knew that I was supposed to be home more. And I'm like, but really? Like, I feel most comfortable when I am working. I feel most satisfied when I am working. I feel like I am contributing to my family when I'm working and I'm producing cash flow. But what was happening was this unbecoming of trusting that I'm being called to be home more. And so I actually did, I took my own inspired action and I told the nanny, I was like, hey, so starting in January, I'm only going to be working 2 to 3 days a week, where before I was working 4 to 5. It's not like I was working like crazy hours, but I knew I had to make that decision. And my nanny was like, okay, well, I quit. I need more hours. And I'm like, okay, universe. All right. So we're going to be working full time from home with 2 kids, right? Okay. I see you. Like, and I just sat in that discomfort of like, what have I done? It's okay. We're trusting, right? And like all these red flags start popping up in my body, right? That discomfort comes as like a visceral reaction sometimes. And so what I've had this experience happen before. It was actually right before you and I were retreating together in St. George, where my nanny told me not 3 days before the retreat, hey, so I'm not going to be working as of like, it was like the day after I got home from the retreat. I'm like, okay. So what I did is I went into panic mode. I was like, okay, we just got to find somebody. We ended up hiring someone. It was a terrible thing. Right. And so this is, but like, if I would have done what I knew I needed to do, the situation would have maybe turned out differently, all in divine timing, all the right choices, learning experiences. But from that past experience, when I had this happen and my nanny quit, I was like, okay, universe, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this together? Let me figure it out. And a beautiful thing happened, which I never thought would ever happen. So my parents actually moved here to Utah about 5 months ago. And my mom can't work. My mom has a lot of health issues that keep it from her being able to work. And so they move from California to Utah. They haven't established their community. And an idea drops in as I'm driving to work one day. Why don't you have your mom hang out with your kids? I'm like, why don't I have my mom hang out with my kids? And so the universe truly prepared all of this, right? My parents moving here, they've been trying to move here for years. It so happened that they couldn't sell their house. They weren't like all of these different elements weren't ready until the right time. And I'm in a position in my life and in my business where I'm like, I trust my mom fully with my kids. Yeah, you can watch my kids. And had I not told our nanny, hey, you know what? And I told her back in, I think October, just planning for the future. I'm like, hey, so this is going to be happening. And I wouldn't have been ready for any of that had I done it any moment before or any moment after. And that's where I think it's really beautiful to have that element of surrender, even when your body and your mind are like, how the fuck are we going to do this? Because that is immediately where your mind's going to go.
And Tara, wouldn't you agree that once that happens once, maybe even twice, it gets so much easier? Once you become open to the universe bringing you the answers in extremely unimaginable, incredible ways. I mean, I've had such pure magic happen in my life. I could write a book about it just from the past year.
Write a book. She's writing a book, fam.
I've always had this inner feeling since I was a child that I was going to write a book, and I've got a lot to write about.
But no, it really is true. Like each of these moments, and I think a lot of it is when you choose to surrender, right? Because it is a choice. And as you choose to surrender, you're able to see the proof that you are held. I actually have a new little cutie tattoo on my shoulder here that says, you are held. because that was a mantra that I was continually telling myself through all of these different experiences where I'm like, how are we going to do this? And I was like, you're held. You are held by something bigger. There is something more. You were put on this. And I tell this to all my clients all the time. And it's always a reminder to myself too, right? I'm like, you were put on this earth with a purpose, and you get to choose if you are going to fulfill that purpose. And part of you choosing is trusting the plan. And I, you go.
Love that you're sharing that. And I was going to ask you, I was like, well, how do you do it? Like, how do we surrender? Right. And I love that you brought up the example of a mantra, because mm-hmm. that's so powerful. Like, yes. But how do we go from being like over anxious, over stressed, overworked, over like stimulated? Our minds are always like, how am I going to figure this out? How am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to do that? Like, chill.
Yeah.
How do we do that? It's like a mantra, lovely, powerful and beautiful way to begin.
Yes. And I think there's so many tools that we can utilize, and each of us are going to be drawn to different tools. And that's one thing that I've been learning a lot over the past couple of years, because so we are actually in the process inside of our Dream Coach Academy, where we are creating a healer's program, where we are actually going to be teaching energetic modalities. We're teaching breath work. We're teaching sound. We're teaching about crystals. We're teaching about different energy work and all of these different things. Because not every single tool is going to speak to every single person. And part of our healer certification program that I'm so excited about is we're actually bringing women. So we start at a retreat where they get to experience all of the different healing modalities, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, sound baths, breath work, like yoga nidra, all of the different tools available. So they get to experience them for themselves. And then through that, they get to decide which of these tools do I feel called to? Because there are so many different modalities that you could choose to heal yourself, to connect to that divine, to step into that power. I'm like, I'm sure you use, I mean, you do Reiki.
When I tell you that what you just described is like, I wish I would have had that.
Right.
You know, there was a dark, lonely road. And don't get me wrong, a lot of your healing has to be done alone, but there is so much power in community and coming together with like-minded individuals. And to have a space like that, that you were creating, where it's like, come on in and heal. Like, we're going to show you.
And it's a buffet, right? It's like the buffet healing. Like, what sounds good to you, right? But then being able to, because I feel like many of us are being called, and this is what I'm seeing in the coaching industry. So the coaching industry blew up around 2017. People were like, oh, this is like a thing. And then 2018, people started to become coaches. And then people started realizing, oh, we should probably have some sort of accreditation or some tools to be able to build our coaching businesses. Or they went the route of, I'm self-taught and here is my online education. And I feel like what's happening now is those of us who explored coaching, who explored education, who explored this idea of wanting to help other people, we're being called to that bigger thing now. Because we've laid that foundation, like all of the things that we had in the past, all of the coaching, all the education, all these different things that we have built in our businesses are actually creating that foundation for us to step into this next level of our power, where so many of us are being called to be healers. And I feel like sometimes I'm like major imposter syndrome. I'm like, Tara, who the fuck do you think you are, like calling yourself a healer? But it's not me calling myself a healer. It's me stepping into my calling. And I have to remind myself of that constantly. And it's reminding my ego of that. I grew up in a very Christian home where meditation, like tarot, like all of these things were evil and bad and of the devil. And don't go down that road because you're going to be swallowed up into the abyss. And I think many of us need to be swallowed up into the abyss to re-find ourselves. And through exploring these different modalities, these different tools of healing and allowing ourselves to heal first, that is what is going to bring in the new age. That is what is going to transcend each and every one of us to what is coming next. And if you're listening to this, I'm like, I know I'm on my soapbox. I know I'm getting passionate. I'm like sweating over here. But like, truly, if you are feeling called to be a healer and you're like, who do I think I am to help people or to heal them? It's time to step into your own healing and allow yourself to have that tower moment, to allow it to happen, because you might be fighting it right now. You might be like, no, it's fine. I'm having panic attacks once a week. I'm having like all of these visceral reactions to not allowing myself to step into the dark. Just step into the dark, but know that you are not alone.
I love that, Tara. I want to share a couple of things. I want to put a pin on that of panic attacks, because I want to talk on that. But one of the things that you said that I want to share, I had this like vision, right? A few months back, because I realized that as I started like evolving and ascending, I started seeing people that were coming along with me. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of them, you know, within my industry, within my team, within my friendships, but some of them were like very unexpected, like my general doctor. Like one day I go into his office and I see him. I'm like, did you lose weight? You look great. Like, you look wonderful. And he is somebody who came as an aid in my life when I was in the darkest place, when I was having panic attacks every month, when I was like suffocating with like anxiety, and he helped me by listening. He just opened up a space to listen. He's not my therapist, but he might as well have been during that time. And I went into his office one day and he just looked so good. And he had just opened like a new place, and like him and his wife, and like, they're just incredible, vibrant, beautiful people. And I realized this man has transformed too. And so have I. And so has the lady at the gas station. Like literally, like just, it's almost like there was like a very big line drawn between the people who are really being called for more, and they're taking that step into the unknown. They're being like, yes, I am doing the thing. And then those who have maybe not yet done that. Mm-hmm. And I had this vision, this like visual of me and like holding hands with like other people who have been helping at that time. And then my doctor was just like a little bit above me, and he was like also holding hands. Mm-hmm. And then the people next to me were holding hands with people below me. And we were all holding hands together, like rising up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is so much bigger than me. Right. So this is not like driven by ego. This is not driven by, I want to be a built in business and be successful and get reposted and have a million followers. No, that is not it. It is so much deeper and so much more powerful. So if you're being called to something, it is for a reason. And if you are working or dealing with stress, with anxiety, with panic attacks, like I was during the time, I want to remind you that your body is screaming at you. Your body's begging you to please pay attention to you. I just had like an anniversary of like over a year of no panic attacks. And the last one happened while I was getting my hair done with my best friend. And I was like totally chilling, and I didn't understand what was going on. It was literally, I was so out of alignment that my spirit was shaking me from the inside saying, do something. I am tired of bringing you signs. I am tired of seeing people treat you like shit and you just don't do anything about it. I'm tired of you showing up in this way that is not authentic to you. Mm-hmm. I am just screaming at you to please wake up. And I promise you that if you listen to your body and you listen to your heart and you listen to your soul and you go within, you'll heal. You'll heal on a level that you can't even imagine. I mean, my physical journey, I've been paralyzed for almost 4 years, zero movement, nothing, no progress, absolutely just dead, right? Like I have the worst diagnosis that you can get for paralysis, like ASIA A, complete injury, no movement, no sensation below the level of injury. In this journey, little by little, through coming to terms that I had been in an abusive relationship, my abuser was the cause of my injury. And that is something that I hid and kept inside of me for 2 years. Even an entire year after we broke up, I still had to heal with my psychologist, my therapist, through my own inner work in order to fully get it out, because I covered for her. because I was trying to protect her because my abuser had really gotten into my brain and I was just betraying myself on every single level. So I had to really come to terms. I lost my train of thought. It is so deep. It is so deep and it is so painful. And I know that so many of us have dealt with just being untrue to ourselves, you know, and putting on that face for everybody else. But I promise you that as soon as you work through all of this pain, as soon as you work through the shame, as soon as you like say no to the ego and you really begin listening to yourself, everything will open up. All the doors will unlock. You will find freedom. You will find happiness. You will find joy. You will stop having panic attacks. You will start seeing, oh, that was just my body trying to look out for me.
Yeah.
That was just my body telling me like, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm. I think too, going back to something we talked about at the beginning of this episode, that God, source, the universe is going to drop things into your life exactly when you need them. And if we continue to choose not to listen to those signs, to those things that are being told to us, our body is just following right behind those signs, right? Your spirit that is existing inside of your body that is helping guide you and continually fighting with the ego is going to be doing that. And I see that a lot in myself and being able to allow myself to express fully and see myself fully a lot of my own pain that was self-inflicted because I refused to take action on the things I knew that I needed to do, that dissipated.
Oh, that's what I was getting at. No improvement for 3 years. The second that I started taking care of myself, the second that I started saying no to the things that didn't align with me, the moment that I started taking steps into the unknown, I started taking aligned action. And I said, hey, you know what? I got to change my way of eating. Like if I see myself in this vision of like regaining my ability to walk and being healthy and progressing and like anything is possible, right? Because I truly believe that now. And like somebody might think that I'm completely delusional. Maybe doctors think that I'm absolutely insane, but I have seen crazier things happen. So you can't tell me no, right? As soon as I started like believing that, I said, okay, well, how am I going to get there? What will that version of me look like? And what does she need in order to get there? I have gained a lot of weight, you know, after my relationship, I ate a lot. I was able to do whatever I wanted for the first time in 5 years. So I gained a lot of weight. I went out of my way and I found an incredible dietitian and I completely rewired my brain that had been struggling with food and eating disorders and disorder eating since I was a young teenager. And I literally thought that my brain was broken and that I would always look at food in an evil way and that I would always feel guilty and that I would never be able to eat anything and I would always be fat and I would always hate myself, and especially now with a wheelchair. But no, I didn't. I actually found this perfect person totally by chance. I found him one day while just scrolling on Instagram. He was doing a live and I was like, he really spoke to me. And I felt that insight, inner knowing that said yes. And I didn't question it. I didn't know how, I didn't care. And I didn't know how much he charged. I did not care. I was like, I'm going to do it. And you began trusting that. So then I got my body on check. And then I hadn't been able to receive therapy, especially locally, because I live in the Florida Keys, which is south of Miami, but like in bumfuck each, like there's nothing here. And so I couldn't get therapy for a spinal cord injury. I didn't have like the proper insurance. As soon as I started taking aligned action, it's like all the doors opened up for me. And now I have an acupuncturist, weekly massages. I go to therapy twice a week. It's paid by my insurance. It is on the way to take my daughter to school, to the new school. Everything's just falling into place. And now my body's starting to work.
Yeah. The power of inspired and aligned action does not get as much attention as truly, truly it does. If someone were to come to you and say, how do I know if I'm taking inspired action or I'm just making it up in my mind? What would you say to them?
I would say to close your eyes and ask yourself that question.
I love that.
Whatever comes first, wherever you feel it, you know, like you said, it all comes to us in different ways. You can be a feeler, you can be a seer, you can be a hearer, you can just know things, but we all have that inner knowing. And once we begin trusting it and listening to it, it gets louder, and then we're able to recognize it more easily.
Yeah. Yara, thank you so much for this conversation, for sharing your heart, your story, your insight. Like, truly, this conversation has been so incredible for me. And I hope for those of you who are listening, you got something out of this. I'm like, fam, if you listen to this and you didn't get something out of it, like, go back and listen, because there's so much goodness inside of this episode. Yara, will you let us know where we can continue to connect with you?
Absolutely. So I am yara.delatore on Instagram. You can find me there. You can also go to yaradelatore.com, where you can find out more about me and my services that I offer. I also have a one-on-one coaching program that's open right now. It's called Power Divinity, going back to power moment and then finding our divinity through that, in which I offer a 6-month one-on-one support from me to you. I've found that working one-on-one with people and entrepreneurs, wherever they are in their career, that is what suits me the most. That is what's most aligned for me. And I would love to chat with anybody who feels like they want to get a little bit more from me, because that's what I'm here for.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Yara. We will make sure to tag all of those in the show notes so you can find and connect with Yara. If you did find this inspiring, if there was something that dropped in for you today, if there was an aha moment, please let us know. You can either share that you were listening and tag both of us on Instagram so we know that you're listening. I'm sure Yara's DMs are open for any questions, thoughts, and feelings, and so are ours. This conversation was so beautiful, so impactful. Yara, truly, thank you for sharing your light with us today. Thank you, everyone who listened, and we will see you guys next time on The Real. It is official. Our live virtual certification is officially open for registration. Our live virtual certification is a 12-week all-immersive program where week by week you'll be meeting with a dedicated coach trainer along with other certifying coaches to become an alignment life and business coach. You'll be fully immersed into our Confident Coach experience as you simultaneously create your own personal dream life transformation and step into the role of conscious leadership. To learn more, check out the show notes below where you can learn all about our live virtual certification program. Once you register for certification, you have instant and forever access to not only our coach curriculum, but our community as well. Our next cohort starts April 4th and doors close for registration March 22nd. So make sure to join us before then. If you have questions, if the live virtual certification is for you, feel free to reach out to us over on Instagram at Dream Coach Academy. We hope to see your registration come through.